Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where we don't waste your time with long-winded stories that have nothing to do with building your business. Instead, we give you daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to find your authentic voice. Many of us, when we first start out, we struggle with this. We don't know how to sound like ourselves. We're new to this entrepreneurship thing, and we want to feel like a fraud. We want to sound like we're professional, but at the same time, you want to be yourself. So let's talk about how to find your authentic voice as an entrepreneur in your business. Let's get down to business. When we first start out as entrepreneurs, when we start writing in our blog, making our videos, start talking about what we do, we often don't know how to do it. We often refer to the things we already know or the people we already know. We'll start to maybe mimic or start to copy people that we admire. This is very natural. This is very common. People do this, but it doesn't feel good. You feel like you're somebody else. You don't feel like you're being yourself. You hear things that are being said in your industry, in your field, and you feel like, oh, I should say the same things. I should be saying those things because then I'll be credible like those people. But then you just sound like somebody trying to be somebody else. Then you don't sound like yourself. And worst of all, you don't get noticed because you just sound like everything else. Part of being authentic or speaking in your authentic voice is being different, is being authentically different. No one could be you. I always say this to our students in the $100 MBA is that when it comes to branding, being yourself is your best differentiator because there's only one of you. No one can be exactly like you. So if you be yourself, you'll be fine. That doesn't mean you have to be perfect. So often when we first start writing in our blog or start creating content or products or speaking in our voice as an entrepreneur, we don't know where to start. We don't know what to sound like or what to say or if what I say is worth listening to. These are very common doubts. And I'm going to show you how you can kind of get through all this. The first thing you need to recognize is that you know what you know. Don't try to pretend you know things that you don't. Only offer information or insights on things you feel comfortable with. And that's fine. Even if it's just one or two things, start with those things. It's very hard for you to be authentic and speak in your own voice and be natural when you're not speaking about things you're not comfortable with. So don't feel forced to have to talk about every single thing out there in your market because that's what everybody's talking about. Talk about what you know and offer and be honest with people. Guys, I don't know everything, but I know this very well, and this is what I like to offer you in this area. People like when people are authentic. People like when people are vulnerable and open and honest with where they are. This is what I can offer you. When you present yourself that way, people will respect you and they will trust you because they feel like, okay, they don't know everything, but they know this area because, you know, they're being very honest about it. They're saying, okay, this is where I know a few things in this area, so I should listen up. And people tend to listen up. So first thing, know where you are, know what you can offer, and offer that. Don't offer anything more than that or an area that makes you feel like you're uncomfortable, like you feel like you're not yourself or you feel like a fraud. So start with that. So maybe you just started a website and your first blog entry could be about that. I just started a new website. I just built this website. And these are the things I learned in that process. You know, don't waste your time with this. Don't fiddle too long with that. And you could speak in an authentic voice. You don't have to sound like you're doing something that's outside your realm because you just went through that. The second thing I want you to remember is that people like to relate to other people. Often when we first get started, you feel like you have to be this grand, great, amazing person that's on top of the world, that has this huge success in order to be respected. You have to be this grand guru that everybody understands as to be like the best in their field. It's not the 80s anymore, guys. People really want to relate to the person they're learning from. So use that in your favor. You're a few steps ahead of somebody. Teach them those steps and they can follow you along. You don't have to be a mile ahead of them. In fact, when you're a mile ahead of them, it might seem overwhelming to them. It might feel like, oh, I can never be where they are because that's so far away from where I am now. So use that to your advantage that you're still new at something and you're learning as you're growing. The third thing I want to remind you of is that nothing happens overnight. It takes time for you to get comfortable talking about your business. It takes time for you to figure out exactly what you're all about as an entrepreneur. So allow the time it takes to feel that way. It may take 6 months, it may take a year. Some people it takes 2 years. It doesn't matter as long as you're working towards feeling more comfortable every day. And an easy way to speed up this process is to do more work in building your voice. And that means creating content, writing. If you're running a podcast, doing more podcast episodes. If you're doing video, do more video. If you're doing whatever, create more content using your new voice as an entrepreneur. Now, when I say new voice, I'm not saying that you're a different person. You're the same person and your own personality. But now you're just talking about different things other than what you used to talk about before when you were not an entrepreneur. The next thing I want you to remember is that you don't need to know all the answers. Nobody knows all the answers. So if you feel like, oh, I don't know a lot of things, it's okay. If somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer, say, hey, I really don't know that, but I'm gonna find out for you. I'm gonna do some research and get back to you. Some of the most popular people that we see as credible voices are not really credible intrinsically. What do I mean by that? Oprah Winfrey, for example, she's not somebody that knows everything about everything, but she has access to so much information because she knows so many people. She's interviewed so many people, so people see her as credible as the people she interviews. Dale Carnegie is another example. He studied and interviewed so many people that he gains credibility by the people that he has access to. Napoleon Hill, the book Think and Grow Rich, he's interviewed so many successful entrepreneurs, and his book and his work is seen as a credible piece of work because he had access to very successful people. So just because you don't know all the answers, as long as you have access to those answers, and now with the internet, it's so easy to have access to those answers, you could be just as credible. So don't feel like you need to be like an Encyclopedia Britannica. The last thing I want you to remember is connection. If you can remember just this one point, it'll be worth the episode. And is that, remember that in your business, if you can connect and resonate with your audience strongly, that's all you need to worry about. Because when you make that sincere connection with people, people trust you, people want to hear from you, people want to buy from you. So make sure you make that connection. And the only way to do that is to be yourself, be authentic, share a little bit about your personal life if you want. People have to like you and they have to respect you. You have to see your business and your audience as a relationship. How do you build strong relationships? It's through respect, through kindness, through being honest, right? Being honest with each other. And that's just being who you are. Hey, this is where I am. This is what I can offer you. Hope you like it. And if you could connect and resonate with them, then you have the magic formula. Once you've connected with an audience and they feel like you care about them, they care about you, that's it. Your mission now is just to serve them for as long as you want to serve them. Find out what they need and create it for them or offer it to them. So guys, try to remember these points the next time you try to connect with the audience. You don't need to be something you're not. Be yourself, speak about the things you feel comfortable with, and take the time to build the relationship with your audience. Nicole and I want to give you a lot of love for listening to the show. We really appreciate the fact that you're listening every day. You're giving us ratings and reviews on iTunes. You know, you're sending in your questions for Q&A weekends. Awesome, awesome stuff. If you have 2 minutes, please drop us an iTunes rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. It tells us how we're doing, and it also allows other people to know more about the show by hearing from you, what you think of the show. Here's a review from Who Be You. Great show, 5 stars. I've just started listening to this podcast over a week now, and I gotta say, this is the best 10 minutes I can spend while traveling between jobs. As a small business owner, I have to admit that all the episodes get down to the fundamentals of any business of any size. Just trust me and try to listen to one of these episodes. You will not regret it. Thank you so much for that review, and thanks again, guys, for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you want to help make the $100 MBA Show a better show, you can complete a short anonymous survey. It will take you no more than 5 minutes to complete, and listeners who complete the survey will enter an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Of course, we promise we'd never share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/MBA. That's podsurvey.com/MBA to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks. Guys, I want to leave you with this. A lot of us feel very self-conscious about our voice, about how we appear to other people in business. And it's all very new because now you're becoming a public figure, so to speak. Your voice or what you say is public now because you're an entrepreneur. Before, your opinion or what you said was just within your own circle of friends or family. So you might be a little self-conscious about what people think of you. And I want to just leave you with a little of advice that you're going to get people that are going to love you, that people are going to feel like, they're all right. And they're going to get people that are not going to like you. And that's a good thing. You need to be able to invoke some sort of emotion to some people. The worst thing is if people have no feelings about you. That means you're not triggering any emotions. You're not triggering anything with that audience. The most successful people I know in business have people that love them and have people that really don't like them at all. And that's okay. And that's something you're going to learn to kind of just ignore. You're going to have haters. Haters are going to hate, right? So in that process, try not to worry too much. Be mindful of the fact that, you know, you're being self-conscious or you're worrying about what people think. Try not to be so worried about that and just put it out there and be yourself and don't worry about what other people think. Because at the end of the day, you want to resonate with the people that like you, that connect with you, and the people that don't, they're not your customer anyway. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.